an acquired taste podcast. My headphones are buzzing. Well, I wonder if that's problematic.
I think it's the jack. Well, do you smell toast?
There we go. No, I do not smell toast. All right, which she's fine. Good thing, so I'm not having a stroke.
If you're going to have a stroke, do you smell toast?
I guess, right? Isn't that what happens?
Toast, chicken soup, or ice cream. It's one of the three things.
Or you're just profoundly hungry.
I don't know.
It's hard to know. So I'm Bethany. I'm here with Kathleen and Sam. We are the three girlfriends in your life who it takes a while to get to like. We're your acquired taste girlfriends. So I had you guys... here's what I've been thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kathleen.
Yeah.
I know that as a group, there are a couple of other of us as well. We've been talking about... sometime next year.
Yeah.
Hiking the Grand Canyon.
I know.
Hell yeah.
And I was so excited about this. And then I started watching a lot of TV and listening to a lot of...
That's my dream.
A lot of podcasts.
Watching a lot of TV.
Listening to a lot of conspiracy theory
podcasts.
Sounds safe. And I've decided that we cannot go hiking in the Grand Canyon.
Wait a minute. Why not?
What?
I bought boots already, Bethany.
Too bad. We will die. We will die.
No,
if we
won't.
Yes, we will.
How?
Today's podcast is going to save our lives. I have come up with all of the ways that we will die if we hike in the Grand Canyon.
Oh my God.
And then we will find alternate vacations that we must take.
Okay.
All right. None of these involve like some kind of poisonous vine that's going to wrap around us. And...
Oh no, that's far too unrealistic. These are frighteningly real ways.
These are what will happen.
This will happen if we go hiking in the Grand Canyon.
All right.
Okay.
I'm mostly ears.
Okay. Number one, thousands of people are disappearing from national parks. Have you heard about this?
What?
No.
From theghostdiaries.com, and you guys know how much I love that news site.
Mm-hmm.
The Rocky Mountains and Sierra Pacific Range are two areas where cases are concentrated. Colorado, Michigan, Georgia, and Arkansas are other hot spots. People are found miles away from where they started in a short period of time.
What?
Like, they'll be hiking, they'll disappear, and they'll be found on the other side of a ravine on a ledge.
Aliens.
I know.
Aliens.
I know.
I believe in aliens. That's okay. Where they are.
They believe it might be the result of cryptids like Bigfoot, or aliens.
Yes.
Or wild men who live in the forest and have gone feral and are somehow abducting these people and moving them around.
Did they find tracks?
I don't think they found tracks.
Okay, aliens then, obviously.
But here's the crazy thing. When they find them, a lot of times their shoes are gone.
What? Well, aliens that like footwear.
Yeah.
Woodland animals sometimes need good footwear, like sturdy footwear for the winter.
This is true.
Yeah, but
there's
like,
an explanation.
How quickly
for that.
Can a deer carry you across the land?
I think surprised.
On his back?
Plus, they'd always have to disappear in couples because the deer would need two sets of footwear.
Do you know why we're going to be okay?
Why?
Because of the TV show I Shouldn't Be Alive. I've seen every episode,
I
know what kind of odds we're against.
What? I have never seen that show.
And I'm prepared to drink both of your urines.
Urines.
Is that what it is? It's like it tells you how to stay alive.
Yeah, it's just all these situations where people survived, outlandish and extreme conditions, and they shouldn't be alive, but they're here to tell us about it.
So wait, you could drink someone else's urine, but not your own?
No, I mean, you can drink anybody's urine if you're
it's a urine free-for-all.
If you find yourself in the Sahara Desert in need of liquids.
First, I'll pull what you've had for the last 24 hours, and then I will decide whose urine I want to drink.
It's Gatorade.
It looks the same.
I think if you're in the position where you need to drink urine, you don't really have the right to be judicious about whose urine you're drinking.
I think if you catch it right as it's coming out, it doesn't have time to mix with the air, and then there's no bacteria.
Okay, I'm going to let it mix with the air.
No, don't. You got to go straight from the source.
I don't think I'm going to go for it. I don't. At that point, let's say I don't have a lot left to live for. I'm going to call that one of the only things I do have left to live for.
We're going to be very good friends and maybe lesbian lovers when it's
true.
Over.
It's true.
Wait, Bethany, what are the other ways that we're going to die?
Okay, well, personally, I have no experience outdoors, nor do I have any sense of direction. And no amount of other people's skills will balance that out, because if I panic, I'm taking you all down with me.
Okay, fantastic.
Okay, number three reason we're going to die if we go hiking.
Okay.
We are all too smart. So if we get lost, we'll all come up with totally viable plans, but there will be too many viable plans, thus causing us to fight with each other, which will waste time and we will get killed.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
That makes as much sense as the aliens, yes.
Yes. Number four, we are too close. if we're being hunted by a serial killer in the forest, which is a thing that happens, mm-hmm. and somebody trips and breaks an ankle, the rest of us will not leave without them.
That's
so we
true.
Will all be killed.
Especially because we'll be down one body for urine consumption.
Exactly. And, not enough urine.
And, well, I mean, that kind of works in our benefit because every time I see a horror movie where the group splits up, then they die one by one.
They all die.
But then we're just going to die together.
Yes.
This is true.
So anyway, die. Number five, we will fall into a ravine while trying to get a good Instagram shot.
Oh, yes. That is so likely. Mm-hmm.
I actually last year broke, I lost my phone because I was trying to take a good Instagram shot in a river and I fell over. So yeah, that'll happen.
Wait, I think I read about a German woman who died at the Grand Canyon trying to get a good Instagram shot.
This is what I'm saying. Hashtag Instakills.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
No filter,
no.
But also no life.
Oh,
you're
my
dead.
God. Guys, gram responsibly.
And then number six, there are not coffee shops in nature, so if heaven forbid we run out of coffee, I will kill you all.
So I'm out.
But there's those coffee chews, right? With like the same amount of caffeine.
First of all, Bethany hates those.
Second of all,
you know what's going to happen? Oh, no, it's the other energy chews. If it's not a coffee chew, but it's an energy chew, you will
gross.
Not touch it. It's gonna. We're all going to have our own camelbacks, and Kathleen and I will have water in our camelbacks, and then when I run out of water and take a sip of Bethany's, it's just going to be black coffee.
Yep.
She's going to be fine. She brought no water. That's exactly what would happen.
So, you know, in preparation for our trip, I've been looking up types of alcohol where it's in liquid volume. It's the lowest amount of biggest drunk.
Lowest amount of biggest drunk.
So it's not weighing my pack down.
What did you come up with?
Like the highest proof booze
you
can have.
Yeah, exactly.
What are we bringing?
We have to make it in the bathtub.
All right.
Yeah.
So we have to bring a bathtub.
No, well, we make it in the bathtub ahead of time.
I think back to urine.
And then you mix it with water, and then it's like regular vodka.
It would be amazing if Camelback made a bathtub that would fold up, that you could then unfold while you're camping to make your own moonshine on the road.
Oh my God, necessity is the mother of invention.
Mm-hmm. Camelback still.
Someone be inspired.
If anyone from Camelback is listening.
Then let us talk about your success.
Yeah.
Thanks to us.
So then I had you guys, because I was thinking about this, I had you guys submit alternate ideas for vacations we could take.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you did tell us this isn't happening.
Right.
Like, calm down. But that didn't help.
No.
I expect you to initiate pulling some crap together and making these happen.
No, because guess what?
No.
We're all going to die.
No. No. No.
So, Sam.
What?
You wanted to go to Tortuga Surf Camp School in Costa Rica?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've been there twice. It's my favorite place in the world.
Sam. Broken neck, lacerations, drowning.
Sharks.
No! Yeah. They pull you out of the water. It's more the jellyfish you have to worry
There's
about.
Nothing they can do if you break your neck on a sandbar.
And I just don't think I have the will to live like Blake Lively does.
Exactly.
What was that movie she just filmed?
Oh, that Oscar performance.
It was actually really good.
Water.
The premise.
The water.
Deep water.
Deep water horizon.
Deep blue.
Deep shark
blue horizon.
Guys, she looked amazing. Her body is banging.
I hope that if I'm dying from a shark, I look amazing too.
And she sewed up a laceration in her leg with her necklace.
I mean, obviously.
It was a really good movie.
Okay. Number two, Sam, you wanted a road trip to Seattle?
Yeah! Cross-country road trip with the beautiful scenery of our United States.
No!
It will kill us!
It won't.
According to LevinInjuryFirm.com, which is my other favorite news
Very
source.
Very reliable source.
Yes. Commercial trucks can weigh up to 80,000 pounds and cause devastating damage and injury when involved in a collision. Plus, long drives equal you fall asleep and die. And if you pull over to go to the bathroom, a hitchhiker steals your car, kills you first, and then drives
away. Okay, there's two other people in the car. We won't fall asleep because we'll have your coffee Camelback, and that's it. That's enough.
Nope. If this is the kind of planning that goes into a road trip, we are done for.
That's fine. My third one, which I submitted super late, was what's definitely happening because we've already agreed to it and the verbal contract is binding on this podcast, is we're doing the Wine and Food Festival in Disney.
Yeah.
And no one dies in Disney.
No one dies in Disney.
No one ever dies in Disney.
Well, they do. They just don't
they
advertise
absolutely
it.
Do. Yes. I have friends who have like worked there and they're like, they'll conveniently move like the body like a foot away from the property.
I wonder if anyone
and then dub it.
Has ever been murdered in Disney.
It had to have happened.
Well, I've heard that, I think it's Disney, where like if the ambulance picks up a dead body, they won't announce them as dead until they're off the property.
Yeah, it's so gotta keep it the happiest place on earth.
Yeah, so that it's never documented that someone has died in Disney. But Disney's definitely haunted.
What? Why?
Did we ever tell you, by the way, that when we were in Santa Fe, the hotel we were staying in was haunted?
No, you didn't. No,
okay.
No,
yes,
no,
it was.
No,
I didn't tell you that on purpose while we were there.
No, wait a minute. What? I slept alone.
It's famously haunted.
You bitches let me sleep alone.
But we didn't tell you while we were there because we didn't want you to get scared.
Yeah, but what if I had something? What if something happened in my room and I was alone? No.
There are multiple hauntings seen by many people there.
You got to face your fears, darling.
No. No.
Yeah. Look up.
I can't believe you guys left me in my room alone.
Look up the La Fonda Hotel in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
No, I had so much fun. It's all ruined.
They are just people like us, but on the other side.
Yeah, I like this side.
Do you know that the restaurant that was in the lobby with the fountain in the middle?
Yeah, beautiful.
Patrons and employees have seen a man walk into the fountain and jump and disappear because that used to be a well, and a man killed himself after gambling away his entire business's funds.
Okay, there's no way that's a threatened thing anywhere.
Fun fact, Adele based her song Hello from the Other Side about the La Fonda Hotel.
Fun
oh
fact.
My God, now Adele's in on it.
Hello.
Guys, do you have any idea what you would have been up against if I saw something? I would have moved in to one of your apartments.
I was
non-negotiable.
I was very worried you would find out while we were there because I knew you would freak out.
I would just start I have that feeling now. I would just start crying and sit outside one of your rooms. I would stay awake, and if one of you were too drunk or asleep to let me in, I would sit in the hallway outside your door. Like a child outside their parents' room.
But now you know you survived.
Mm-hmm.
You survived a haunting.
I mean, there's definitely spirits in the Grand Canyon.
Oh, yeah.
Guys,
that's we'll be haunted.
Years and years of Native American life and death down there.
Yeah, it's messed up. Well, I didn't think about that part.
Okay.
Fine.
Let's move on to Kathleen.
Okay.
All right, Kathleen, these are your plans for a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
All of them deadly. Girls' Weekend in Paris. Wine at Chez Julien.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That restaurant features foie gras. High chance of food poisoning.
I can't eat it.
Okay.
Wait. Foie gras? Isn't it?
It's
very animally.
Isn't it? Yeah.
But don't they, like, snails live in the sea? The kinds that we eat?
That's not foie gras.
No, that's not
foie gras.
Else.
Is
Liver pate.
Liver pate.
I like foie gras.
Okay. Yum, yeah, well, yum. It's going to kill you.
So I'm the only survivor in Paris.
Cocktail dresses at Musée d'Orsay. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Musée d'Orsay.
Okay. It's on the bank of the Seine.
Mm-hmm. Musée d'Orsay is, it's on the Seine River, kind of.
Okay. Well, someone falls in. Our cocktail dresses are heavy or constricting and we drown.
But that's not what happened on Gossip Girl.
Okay. Ooh. Well, this is real life.
She fell in love with a prince from Monaco.
Is that why you want to go there?
Yeah. Oh, I based this whole vacation on an episode of Gossip Girl.
Oh, God. This is a whole Blake Lively thing you have going on, isn't it? Okay,
and Leighton Meester.
Oh gosh.
Okay, and then you said you wanted to do croissants, cheese, and baguettes sitting on the Seine.
Yes,
see above.
Okay. We're gonna fall in and fall choke in and on our baguette on the, while we're drowning.
Yeah, this is like this whole thing is turning into a series of like Scream Queens.
Yeah,
we could do an entire season with our vacations.
Mm-hmm. Also, the movie Taken. Is a Paris movie.
Do you know I've never seen that?
Oh,
is that the one where Liam Neeson has a certain set of skills?
Yeah. Yes, and his daughter.
Give me back my daughter.
My favorite line from Deadpool is at one point Ryan Reynolds awake and his girlfriend's like, what are you doing? He's like, just thinking about Taken. At what point do you just think, like, maybe he's just a bad father? Soto got kidnapped 3 times. Everyone thinks he's such a badass.
That's a good part.
He's really good at dealing with it, but he's not good at prevention.
Yeah.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds, Blake Lively always comes full circle to Blake Lively.
Yes.
Circle, get the squad.
All right, Kathleen, your next idea was hiking the Ring of Kerry.
Yeah.
All right.
What's that?
In Ireland.
In Ireland.
Oh, okay, you said Ring of Kerry, and I immediately combined two of my worst nightmares of horror movies. Continue.
Okay. That'd be amazing. I would do that. Oh my God, that'd be awesome. You wanted to do Irish coffees and pints of Guinness in the pubs at night? Okay, problem. When I drink, I get brave and I think I'm hilarious. Mm-hmm. Then I say something unintentionally offensive. I insult somebody. We get into a fight. You both jump in to save me. We all get killed.
But the Irish people are the nicest people that have ever lived.
But what if everyone is wasted and I offend somebody?
No, I'm telling you, they don't get offended. They just want to talk about American presidents and politics and their economy. I swear. And also, fun fact about Ireland is that there's no predators. Like, you can hike wherever you want on the Isle of Ireland.
There's no predators?
No, they have sheep and dogs, but there's no, like, bears and mountain lions. None of that exists.
Well, nothing that's been documented.
What if it's a cryptid?
No, guys, it's like really safe to hike there.
Other than Nessie, what's their famous monster?
They don't have.
Loch Ness, isn't that in Scotland?
Potatoes.
Is that in Scotland? Did I just defend them?
Yeah.
Did I start the fight?
That's Scotland.
You got us killed. Are the sheep nice enough to let you like pet them, or do you not get close to the sheep?
They're so scared of you that they run away. Aww. Actually, I've done hiking in Ireland, and they kind of, and the goats too, and they will make some noises, and then they mostly just run away.
Oh,
that's how I would die, realistically, chasing sheep in Ireland.
Yeah,
I get lost,
and there's no snakes.
Nothing.
Really?
Yeah, not that. I mean, okay. What the hell's wrong with their ecosystem?
Yeah, no. Why is it so perfect?
It's because these things were never brought to the island. Like, there's very strict laws about what kind of wild stock and livestock you can bring in.
Stop bringing in your predators?
Yeah, no predators.
No predators.
Yeah.
When you said that, I thought you meant men with knives. And I'm like, that sounds lovely.
They have none.
It's really important to them because sheep and cows and goats are their main source of income. A lot of the farmers. Farming is a huge, business. For Ireland, so if they had to deal with bears killing their animals and stuff like that,
news.
Yeah, that'd be bad news.
Yeah, so. I've heard some nursery rhymes about that. They'd be screwed.
Yeah, name the nursery rhyme?
And like the big bad wolf with the pigs. And like,
oh, that one.
Isn't there one with sheep where it wears like sheep skin or something?
Yeah, no, recite it right now.
He got the sheep skin, and the sheep died by the skinning.
That is the worst nursery rhyme ever.
I don't have kids. I don't practice this.
Bob, black sheep.
Bob, that's not
have
a scary
you
one.
Where was your wool?
That's not
yes, sir,
ripped
yes, sir.
Off. Ripped full. Off by the serial killer.
3 bags full to the take to killer. The Aran Islands to make a beautiful sweater.
All's well that ends well.
Okay, and then your last idea, Kathleen, was a vacation to the Galapagos Islands.
Yeah,
Kathleen,
guys,
they're known for their exotic wild animals.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I want to go. There.
Enter 3 more.
Did you see the pictures of the birds they have? Their beaks are so long and pointy.
Well, I'm all about extremes. Nothing or everything. So.
But are they volatile? They could be really nice, like the big bird from Up.
Mm. Oh, Sam.
Because I heard when you talk in very small cartoon voices to animals, they come alive.
Oh,
like, that's
God.
A thing, right?
You guys would be fine. I'd have some trouble. You guys have princess voices. I'd work on it.
Does that thing ever happen to you where you're passing somebody on the street who's walking their dog and they scowl at you, but the dog wants to like get to know you?
Yes.
And so then you're like, haha, f*** you, owner, you're a d***. Your dog loves me.
I saw this guy in my neighborhood walking a puggle, and essentially every girl that walked by was like, oh my God, your dog is so cute. And the guy was so over it. Because he couldn't walk more than 3 feet before a girl was like, oh my God, can I pet your dog? Your dog is so cute.
You can't be angry, dog walker. You did this to yourself.
And it probably was his girlfriend that made them get a
probably.
Puggle. And he's like, oh my God, I'm going to kill Amy right now.
He can't even reap the benefits because he already has a girlfriend.
I have to walk this stupid
That's
dog.
That's perfect. If a dog makes eye contact with me whilst waving its tail,
yeah.
All bets are off.
Oh yeah.
As long as I can reach it, I'm going there.
Yep.
Yeah, I will travel to meet that dog.
Yeah, samesies.
I'm sorry, then it's a disservice. It obviously wants to meet me. Maybe it listens to the show.
What? maybe it's a fan.
There's this whole culture of dog owning out there that I don't understand because I've never had one my whole life. My friend Krista came up to see me a few months ago. She's from Charlotte, so she's infinitely friendlier than anybody that lives in the New York area.
Yeah.
And she's a dog owner too, so she would be like, hi, what's your dog's name? Are you a dog mom? Are you the dog mom of that cute dog over there?
It's a very not New York
thing. She starts asking, like, she's like, are you the dog mom of this dog that's on Instagram? Waffles?
Waffles!
Are you Waffles' dog mom?
That's adorable.
Dog moms and dads. That phrase makes me laugh.
It makes me giggle. the phrase fur baby makes me like cringe.
It's my fur baby.
Oh, I love your fur baby.
When it's in a stroller, that's the ultimate.
Bless my best friend's heart, but she used to get Mother's Day cards from her dog before she had a baby.
Oh, and wait, she would like buy them for herself?
No, her husband would buy them for her.
That's kind of cute. Yeah,
I don't think that's cute. I think it's ridiculous.
It's kind of cute.
No,
because here's the thing: he's sharing things he feels about her through the dog. Like he thinks she's really caring and an awesome dog mom, so he'll say it, but in like dog person.
You know, dogs can't read, right?
You don't know that just because they can't say it back.
It's true. You don't know that
doesn't mean they can't.
Hey, little puppy. Can you read?
I don't know. My dog understands me all too well when it's something positive for him and then all of a sudden doesn't speak English when he really wants that sock. I don't know.
By the way, what's a puggle? A pug and a what?
A beagle.
Beagle.
Oh, a beagle.
So cute. Yeah.
They're really cute.
It's not even here and I'm talking to it. It's
I forgot
so
that
cute.
Beagles were a thing.
Yeah.
They're cute.
They're adorable.
Beagles are supposed to be kind of a-holes.
Yeah, that's really? My sister's dog is part beagle.
Yeah.
That's beagles the part that doesn't speak English.
Can be a-holes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like in what way? Like they bite you?
No, they are hunters, and all hunters by nature, they know what you're saying, but if they're on the trail of something, they won't listen to you.
So they're not a-holes as much as they're focused.
Oh, mad focused. Healis, you would think that we treat him horribly because we've had to fence in the backyard multiple different times because he's so smart, he'd always find a way to escape. And my favorite one was like, how is he getting out? We couldn't figure it out. And then we saw that the two poles next to the door hinge were slightly further apart than the rest of the gate. So my sister let him out and went up to her window where she could just watch him. And he stuck one leg and then looked back at the door. And then he put his head through and looked back at the door. And she opened the window and yells, Oliver! And then he puts his body back in the gate and just sits. He knew the whole time that he wasn't supposed to be doing it, but he thought he saw a squirrel or something and he had to get it. But he like snuck, like Don't Wake Daddy style.
A-hole animals are the
He's
best.
Such an a-hole.
When I had Oliver, my cat, he would sit on the counter, which he wasn't supposed to do. And then he would like, you know how cats like to like knock things off with their paws?
Yes.
He would like, he would sit on the kitchen counter and be like, Oliver, off the counter. And he would look at me. He would look down at something and he would like.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oliver. And he would go, Oliver, don't you? And then he'd go.
And then he got it. It was off the table.
And then he just whacked her phone against the wall to emphasize her point.
You a-hole. I started cracking up as soon as you mentioned him because I went to check on him once when you weren't home.
Yeah.
I just went to like see how he's doing and he was staring at me whilst jumping onto the kitchen, the sink. And I'm looking at him and I'm talking to him because I know he can understand me. And I'm like, Oliver, are you supposed to be up here? And he's wagging his tail slowly and staring at me. And then I sent a picture to Beth and she replies with, yeah, he's testing you. He knows you don't know.
He's like, that's like the equivalent of a little kid going to the babysitter. We're supposed to have Snickers for dinner. Mom
that's
wants
exactly
us to.
What he was doing. And he knows I won't get too close. I wouldn't get too close to him because I don't know what he's capable of. Can we find the video of Andrew when he went to watch Oliver? Do you remember that? It was him trying to befriend Oliver, and he went close and pet it, and all of a sudden, like, Oliver, like, and he's like, okay. That's okay.
I don't think our friend Andrew is an animal person.
He's really not, because he was really scared.
He's a dog person, but a pure dog person. Like,
okay.
He can't understand cats.
I don't know. I have the video somewhere. I don't know where
it's
it is.
It's one of my favorite videos.
There's this dog on Instagram I love to follow. His name is Leonard the Bagel, and he is part beagle, but I've met this dog in person, and he's really cute. He's got bowed legs, so he's got a little fancy paw in the front. So I think that makes him not an a-hole because he has a bow. He's like a little bit disabled.
He bevels.
The weirdest thing is when you meet a dog or a cat who's Insta famous, and you fangirl over an animal. Like when I met Buddy Boo Waggy Tails, I was like, and that dog is an a-hole, by the way.
Is he?
Buddy Boo Waggy Tails is a giant a-hole.
What makes you say that? What happened?
Because he's like, bah, 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 and then he sits quietly for a picture, and then he's like, bah, 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 like. Which I'm sure is just he's stressed out from flying all over the place and wearing t-shirts.
Is that the fluffy dog that's always at the iHeartRadio Music Festival?
Yeah, it always looks perfectly groomed.
He has books, like children's books based about him.
Yeah, well, he's kind of an a-hole. But I definitely fangirled when I met him.
Like, what things would he require, you know, when we have guests, like they're always asked what things if we can provide them for the interview. Yeah. What things do you think he would request?
Gold chains. He's always wearing gold chains.
He would ask to use Elvis's gold mic.
Probably.
Just trade for the interview.
I don't know, a special sort of...
organic dog treats.
Yeah. Yes. Kombucha. I don't even know what kombucha is. What is kombucha?
Kombucha is fermented tea.
Oh, that sounds fun. Does it get you high?
No, it doesn't. Actually, it makes you a little bit drunk.
Ooh.
I started drinking kombucha in Hawaii, and I guess because there's trace amounts of alcohol in kombucha, that if the bottle is shipped to Hawaii, it has to say, like, this product contains alcohol, and you have to be over 21 to buy it in Hawaii.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Contains, like, a drop.
Yeah. But if you drink it on an empty stomach, there's a little bit of a buzz.
Girl.
Sounds fun.
That's why I always drink it in the morning.
Yeah, I was wondering, because you drink a lot of kombucha.
I love kombucha.
And I noticed your pants come off.
Yeah.
So much more sprightly.
Your tights get rolled down after a while.
I just love fermented things.
Well, all right. So anyway, I just wanted you guys to know that your ideas are all crap as far as vacations, and we have to figure out something else.
No, we're going to do some sort of hiking.
We're going to Disney.
Yes.
But you already agreed.
I know.
I hate Disney.
I'll have to bring my lady tiger, whatever, tiger lady, my tiger lady in hand blades.
Let's come up with a safe set of rules, like a binding list, and we'll finger prick and put a stamp of blood from our fingers on it. But
we'll
like
be blood
a contract
sisters?
Of things we have to follow for safety reasons in case of an emergency, like you know, like
no
a Survivor
glittery
game.
Snow globes can be purchased.
No. That's a great way to break your face. You drop it, you fall on it.
You cannot freak out when you see a character.
Can't promise that one.
Okay. Also, they don't let weapons in, so we okay.
So leave your fists at home, Ben.
We all are licensed to carry. Kick-ass attitudes.
Other two also have the right to stop you from drinking.
Yes.
This is a majority rules kind of thing. So if people say you can't do something, you can't do it.
So if someone starts to get a little out of control, a little OOC, mm-hmm.
like
the other one calls it.
Tap dancing in the middle of a bar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Does Disney allow you to play in the fountains?
It's frowned upon.
Because I will say that's an Instagram photo I do not have yet in my arsenal, is me frolicking in a fountain.
Let's just make sure it's the last thing we do.
I saw that in a Mary Kate and Ashley movie once, and it looked hella fun.
Was Blake Lively in
that
one?
No, she wasn't. But Megan Fox was.
Was she?
Yeah. And then, like, where's the Megan Fox-Blake Lively connection? There's got to be something here, right?
Oh, well, Megan Fox is dating Brian Austin Green. Brian Austin Green was in 90210. 90210 starred...
They ate pizza, and Ryan Reynolds was
She's
in Two Guys in a Pizza Place.
Yes, he was. He sure was.
Two Guys, a Girl in a Pizza Place.
Yep, absolutely.
And then Blake Lively. So there you go.
I love how Bethany's making a real connection on people, and I just see in my mind, like, Kathleen runs off the road into, like, the dirt patch, and then... Follow me this way. It's a real trail.
So, yeah, this is why I'm going to be our trail leader for the Grand Canyon.
She'll get
all right.
us there.
Mm-hmm. Fine. As long as you plan it all, then I will be in the back, holding up the rear, watching your six.
Don't forget your poop shovels. Very important.
What?
Yeah, we're going to have to poop in wildlife.
What?
Like, you dig a little hole and then you poop in your hole.
Ooh.
I really just said that because a couple of our earlier podcasts have been about bathroom issues, so I just wanted to tie it all in.
Oh, yeah, she's doing it. Yeah.
Sam, how's your nose ring?
Oh.
I have not found it. I did not look. It's got to be gone or stuck in my colon. And yesterday, I lost a piece of another one while I was trying to tuck it in. I did.
Sam.
I didn't eat it. It's not in my stomach. But the ball bearing fell off and like bounced, but I couldn't see where it went, so it's in my room somewhere. But I feel like the powers that be don't want my septum pierced anymore, and I just don't get it.
You have disappointed the masses.
No, it's still in there. Like, why?
Do you think that a metal detector would pick it up if it was in your colon?
Do we have means to get our hands on one?
No, I'm just curious.
Because I like science, so I would love to find out.
If you're someone who knows things about metal detectors,
Let us
know.
Do you know, I don't think it would, because sometimes when I wear my engagement ring through the metal detector at the airport, it doesn't go off.
Really?
Yeah.
We need a good metal. We need the best metal detector.
Yeah. I'm thinking, like, do you guys remember on, like, Double Dare when they used to, like, the winners would get metal detectors?
Yeah. No?
Absolutely. I was jealous of the winners for getting metal detectors.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, the kind that like sway on the beach and old men use them to find old coins and nails and stuff.
That actually looks pretty fun. I would like to do that.
I would like to do that too.
For like 5 minutes.
I'd like to hold it up to Sam's colon and see if she has a ring in there.
No, you find treasure like Cartier watches and things that you can make good money off of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
People bring those to the beach.
You find like old Nazi coins and stuff.
Ooh, those are the best old coins.
I know.
Do you guys know there's a whole warehouse in Alabama? This family buys luggage that people have not claimed at the airport.
No.
And then they have this whole warehouse in Alabama and people can come and shop there.
What?
And the guy that owns the place was like, oh, you like my Cartier watch? Well, it was just in somebody's luggage that they didn't want.
What a brilliant thing to do.
I know.
Can we hike there instead?
I know.
Let's start our own. What's the nearest airport? Let's just do it.
I mean, I think you're paying like a flat price, but it may be crap in there. Maybe just like dirty underwear.
Oh, so you don't get to look in it beforehand? Oh, see,
I like this. It's a game.
I thought it was just like they picked everything out and it was like a giant yard sale.
No, it's called gambling.
Oh.
Gambling.
Okay.
I like that.
Right on.
Oh my God, look at the time.
Oh, shoot. Sorry. All right, anyway. let's go around the room and talk about what we learned this week. Is it really 10:55?
It's 10:55.
Damn it.
Let's
I have to go. What did we learn this week?
All right, I'll go first. I learned that I can't wear anything with glitter because...
It's the herpes of the art world.
Oh, God. That is the most perfect phrasing. I am just beside myself. Yes, Kathleen. Glitter is
that
the
it spreads
of...
everywhere or
yeah,
that no one
yeah.
wants it?
That was so
you never
funny.
Get rid of it.
That was so funny. There was no laugh in my reaction. That's...
I had to move out of an apartment once because I did too many projects with glitter. And it wouldn't go away.
It's like an infestation.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But your hair at Jingle Ball, which you're talking about, right?
It's
it was
not...
in your hair.
So my hair ruined my parents' house because I drove home right after Jingle Ball.
Oh, so it's in your car,
and
too.
And then there's glitter all over my boyfriend's car. And there's glitter all over my parents' house. But my sister's romper is what I wore to the event. And when I came back to the apartment, I didn't realize because I was rushing to get out. There's glitter everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's in the bathroom. It's in the cracks in the wood floor, so I can't even get all of it out. Is that it was not, listen, I had a blast. It was fun. I'm not worth it.
That's how I mark my territory.
No.
You know how some animals will like pee on things?
Yeah.
So I just like sprinkle glitter in random places. And sometimes when I catch a little glimpse of a little something on Neil's face, I just smile. And I thought, yeah.
That's why he always looks so youthful.
He's mine. That's my glitter.
This is mine. Yeah. So just glitter responsibly because the craft might be fun, but you know, it's herpes.
All right, right
be
on.
Be responsible.
Awesome.
It's an STD.
Okay, Kathleen, what did you learn this week?
I learned that magical holiday moments do exist because we were buying our Christmas tree this weekend.
Yeah.
And in Hoboken, it was flurrying ever so lightly.
Aww.
And the flurries, it was just, the sun was just coming down, so the street lights were on. And the way that the flurries were catching in the light of the street lamps, it was glittery. And my husband's carrying the Christmas tree. And we're doing this thing where we hum the Charlie Brown Christmas theme song together. Do, 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 do. Yeah, and it was a holiday, magical holiday moment.
That's so cute.
Mm-hmm. That's really sweet.
How many movies did you reference both in your mind and out loud?
Oh, like 75.
Really cute.
So I learned this week that if there is something in your refrigerator that smells but you don't know what it is the thing that you don't think it could be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like if you just made something yesterday and you're like, there's no way it could be that, it is that thing.
What happened?
Well, okay, so I like to eat garbanzo beans straight from the can, but I can't eat an entire can in one sitting, right?
Okay.
So I had like a foil lid over it and it had only been open for a day and something just reeked in my fridge. I opened it up, I'm like, oh, it can't be the beans because I literally just opened those. It must be the lettuce. It wasn't the lettuce. Blah, blah, blah. I smell, it's the friggin' beans. It was the friggin' beans.
It was the friggin' beans.
It was the friggin' beans.
Wow.
And I waited. I mean, like, it was like a full day, like a full afternoon of like not knowing what was smelling so bad in my apartment before I just like looked into the unknown and realized that maybe it could be the garbanzo beans.
Do you baking soda your refrigerator?
I mean, once every year and a half or so.
Coffee grounds.
Coffee grounds.
Oh.
I know what your issue is. What? Is that you have to take them completely out of the can and rinse that little goopy liquid off.
Yeah.
And then put it in a separate container.
Goopy.
It's the goopy liquid. The starchy beanie legumey liquid.
Goopy. Man, that's a fun word.
All right, we have to go because I have to go and we have to go.
We're going.
We have to go.
Thanks for listening to us. Tweet us your thoughts, all of them, every thought you have, at Acquired Podcast. Our Instagram is at Acquired Taste Podcast. If we find any of the silly things we mentioned, let's post it this week. The dog and the Andrew and Kat and all that jazz.
Yeah.
And if you've been on a dangerous vacation, please let us know.
If you died on vacation, tell us what happened.
Yeah, tell us how you died. We love you. Sorry you died.
I'm sorry. All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
Namaste.